This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want to know how dicey things are for airlines right now? Not only are they cutting flight schedules, American and Delta today, United and JetBlue last week, but they're also suspending what's known as their guidance, their best guesses to investors as to how profitable, or perhaps not profitable, I guess, they are going to be this year. And as Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, it's been a bad 12 months for commercial aviation.
Today is the one-year anniversary of the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302. It was the second Boeing 737 MAX to crash and prompted a global grounding of the plane, leaving some airlines without enough capacity last summer. Now, because of the coronavirus, they're facing the opposite problem.
Airlines have seen demand fall by half or more. On some routes, demand has simply disappeared completely.
Perry Flint is with the airline industry group IATA. Its figures show, depending on how COVID-19 plays out, the revenue loss for the global industry could go as high as $113 billion.
And in response to that, they're doing what they can to reduce costs.
That includes deferring capital expenses, freezing hiring, and offering unpaid leave, and cutting flights. Samuel Engel leads the aviation group at the consulting firm ICF. He says deciding which flights to cut comes down to economics.
Fundamentally, it has to do with the revenue that comes in from those passengers.
Corporate tickets in business class have higher profit margins than tourist economy fares. But as companies tell staff to limit travel, those dollars are drying up. Airlines will focus on cutting routes that affect the fewest people, like between two cities where there are multiple flights a day. There, one could be cancelled and the passengers rebooked onto empty seats on the others. It's not always that simple, though.
It's not just the passengers who are flying between London and New York. It's also the passengers who are connecting from that flight onto other flights.
Airline schedules are a Byzantine network of interconnected flights, each feeding the next with passengers, baggage, and cargo. Cancel one and it will have onward impacts, which airlines have to consider when choosing what to cut, says Robert Mann, industry analyst.
The network actually devolves in the same way that it evolves. And as you pare away the international capacity, you have to pare away domestic capacity at some direct correlation with how much international you cut.
Both domestic and international carriers are waiving change fees for people who book flights and later need to shift them. Honestly, if you're a member of any airline's miles program, you've probably been inundated with emails about this recently. Jonathan Root monitors airlines for Moody's.
That is a very good lever to pull, frankly. In my opinion, it removes some of the risk of booking a ticket.
And that could keep ticket sales up and bring in much needed cash. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.